Dr. Patricia Merkley has worked with the Preventive Services Program through the Oral Health Coalition in Cape Girardeau. There, she started doing some of the in-school screenings and fluoride varnish applications. She says the program is simple and well worth the time.
I think it's very easy to participate in. We actually don't have much obligation of our own personal time to do it, so it's very easy to work into our schedule. I myself just volunteer a couple Friday mornings, and I think it's very simple to work into the lifestyle of practicing.
Dr. Merkley says the process is organized.
Before we even arrive at the day of the screenings, the children are sent home with a permission slip to their parents, letting them know the services that we're going to offer that morning, which would be a screening and varnish. And that gives their parents the opportunity to participate or to decline just based on their dental history as a patient. And so the day that we get there, the students have their permission slips whether they're going to participate or not. And if they choose to participate, then they're lined up. And as we have availability to sit down in the chair, the child sits down and we just do a quick screening, just kind of overall examining the child's mouth and just seeing if there's anything of immediate concern or something that we would recommend for follow-up. And if they have the permission slips to do the fluoride varnish application, we go ahead and do that at that time. And it just takes a matter of just minutes to get everything done. And then the child's off back to their class and no problems.
Besides the obvious benefits with the PSP, Dr. Merkley says it brings awareness that may otherwise be missed.
Well, I think it gives them a resource to getting this preventative treatment. And, you know, we also offer on the back of the sheets that we send home with the parents, we offer follow-up referral sources for their convenience. So they have somebody that they can report back to if they do have any concerns of their child or if there were any concerns noted during the screening. They have somebody to kind of follow up with and continue to receive care. These children, otherwise, I think sometimes it's overlooked that they need this care so early and they need this type of intervention. And I think it just helps educate the parents and the kids and to become more aware that this is important even this early. If we don't catch things early, it just gets, you know, it can get out of hand pretty quickly. And I think the most important thing is the early intervention and prevention. So I think it's a great thing what we're doing in the community and what other dentists in the area are doing and just becoming active and finding the importance of this enough to participate.